Welcome to the MP Access Show, your go-to source for exclusive insights from leaders shaping the mortgage industry. I'm your host, Robert Wilson, VP of Experience at Five Star, and we are live at the Five Star Conference 2024. Over the next few weeks, we'll be bringing you exciting interviews with some of the brightest minds in real estate, finance, and technology right from the heart of this year's event. Today, we're kicking things off with a special guest, Stanley C. Middleman, CEO of Freedom Mortgage. Stanley shares his unique perspective on the current state of the mortgage industry, how interest rates and politics are shaping the future, and some personal stories that have impacted his leadership journey. We'll also dive into his new book, Seeing Around Corners, where he reflects on the lessons he's learned and how they can help future generations. So stay tuned. This is just the beginning of our FSC 2024 series, and you won't want to miss the incredible lineup of guests we have in store. Let's get started. And we are back officially at the Five Star Conference. We are live. You are listening to VP of Marketing at Five Star, Mr. Robert Wilson, and you are on the MP Access Show. Five Star Conference has just started. We are live, and the guest that I have for you guys today needs no introduction. He is the CEO of Freedom Mortgage, Mr. Stanley C. Middleman. Mr. Middleman, how are you doing today, sir?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm loving life. The weather's great down here in Dallas. So you're from the Philadelphia area like me. Can you talk about your love for Philadelphia? I mean, it's a Philly thing.
Well, yeah. You know, you live there your whole life. It's who you are. You get locked into seeing the world a certain way, and I enjoy seeing it that way.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, now let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing today for Five Star Conference, and that is the Keys for Life opening luncheon. You'll be addressing the current state of the mortgage industry. Can you give us a free, like a preview or some key points that you're going to be going over today?
Well, I think we'll probably talk about things like interest rates, because last I heard some people are affected by those in this industry. The industry is somewhat interest rate sensitive. I know it's a secret, but some of the other things we'll talk about is the impact of politics on the future of our industry and how that's going to pan out. We may say something about the Phillies, who managed to clinch last night.
Yes, they did.
Won their first division in 13 years. So that's pretty exciting. I think we'll probably talk a little bit about my new book that dropped on Tuesday. That's a pretty exciting and fun thing for me, too. Hopefully others will get something out of it.
All right. Well, don't be shy. Your new book, Seeing Around Corners, was released on Tuesday, and I loved how you used the word dropped. You could tell he's definitely from Philly like me. Can you tell me what inspired you to write the book?
Well, so you don't get involved in something like that if you're somebody like me, to build a second career. So this was not an ambition to become a novelist. My hope was to write something that could relate to my children and grandchildren and their children and grandchildren, so that I can help develop a little bit of a legacy, and those that follow me can understand what happened before them. When I was a little kid, I used to talk to my parents and grandparents about our family and the people that came before us. And I used to ask my grandson, I enjoyed the conversation so much. I used to ask my grandparents, can you tell me more about ancient times? I must have been 6 or 7. And they would talk about things that happened in the 50s and the 60s, 40s rather. The way that they lived through the Depression or World War II and what it was like and how they thought about things. And I thought that it would be really great if you had a formal form of reference to that if you're a descendant. And I really thought that that was a valuable thing to work on.
Wow. You're listening to Stanley C. Middleman, CEO of Freedom Mortgage. So in the book, I don't want to dive in too much, but in the book, you talk about a incident that happened at a diner. And from the people from the Northeast know a lot about diners and humble beginnings. So can you share what is one of the biggest lessons that you took away from that?
Well, so I think the incident was important to me because it was really kind of life-threatening. I got held up with a sawed-off shotgun on my temple, and I had a restaurant that had some customers in it, and I had to make some business decisions that regarded the safety of the customers over my personal druthers. So rather than looking at the guy and saying, oh, I could take this guy, I gave him the money and asked him if I could get you a sandwich or maybe get your shoes shined. He took his money and took off. And it was fortunate for me that that was the choice I made. A couple of weeks later, somebody else at another diner was killed in the same situation. Wow. And most likely by the same guy. So I think that the lesson that came out of that was really important. What should you really be afraid of? Is there a business situation that's really frightening? And the answer is probably not. There, you know, if you fail or things go wrong or people threaten you in business, you're likely not to die. So it seems that most of the other adversity that I faced in my future endeavors were never, ever quite as threatening as those that I experienced very early in my career.
Wow. Oh, wow. And I don't want the listeners to think that, hey, he's a CEO. This guy is very extremely approachable and extremely authentic. I've talked to him on multiple occasions. Where can they get, people might be listening right now and be like, oh, I want to get a book. Where do they get the book?
Oh, on Amazon. I mean, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
So put my name in. I don't know how Amazon works, but I think you put my name in or you put the book's name in, Seeing Around Corners, and you'll come up with it pretty easily.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So in today at Keys of Life, we are going to talk about military warriors. What is a way that the industry can better support military veterans, and which one is the focal point for Keys for Life Luncheon?
Well, so Ed Delgado has done a great job with this program for many, many, many years. And he was telling me how many, but I'm not going to bring that up here. And it's a great program. And I know that several of my contemporaries have been here in the past and been involved in the process. But, you know, I think that veterans have protected and preserved our way of life forever. Right. Since the beginning of our nation. And they are young people that go out and put everything on the line to preserve our way of life. And I don't know if you can appreciate that too much. I think that however much we think about it, we don't think about it enough. And in our country, we do a lot of things for veterans. Among them are the VA, and the VA, the Veterans Administration, has all kinds of programs that make their lives better. And one of the things that the VA has done for the veterans in this country is it gave them the opportunity to buy a home with no money down at a competitive interest rate, and have the ability to transfer that interest rate to another person in an assumable loan. And that kind of loan has really propelled a lot of VAs, veterans, right? A lot of veterans into family wealth that they otherwise would have not had the opportunity to have. And, you know, I'm a product of that. My dad had a VA loan. And our first home was bought with a VA loan. And the profits that he made off of that house went partially towards my education. So I think we give people the opportunity to build wealth in this country through government programs, whether it's the VA or the FHA or the USDA. And this is one of the very few countries in the world, if not the only country in the world, that has a 30-year mortgage and that helps people build wealth as part of their daily lives. And to have a successful country with a strong infrastructure filled with strong communities and strong neighborhoods in those communities, that's the fabric of the social contract that makes our country great. And that's why you hear the term American dream. And to have that dream come true and build strong communities and neighborhoods is overwhelmingly important. So we do a lot of that. And I think that we're very, very lucky to have the opportunity to do that.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Just one more question. And I wouldn't be doing my job if I did not ask you this question. And that is, what do you see next in the future of the mortgage industry? What is the vision? What do you see next in the future of the mortgage industry?
Well, you can get some of that in the book. The core element of that, the concept of seeing around corners, is the concept of understanding the fundamental tidal effect of the economy. It comes in and it goes out, and it's very cyclical. And businesses are very cyclical. And as those cycles occur, this leads to that, and that leads to this. And there's a real rhythm to the way things happen. So if you look at our economy and the underlying value of the assets that we do business with, which are houses, in residential finance, when we look at the value of homes, the value of homes follow a cycle. And that cycle really works like this. And the cycle is a long one. So you have the previous peak to property values becomes the next trough. And then the value that it goes up from that trough, the previous peak, is the value that it corrects back down to. And then it works its way back up to that previous peak. And then when it exceeds it, that's what it comes back down to. The new peak, right, becomes the next trough. And if you look at that, that's happened. We had a correction in 88 or 89, some parts of the country in 90. And we had a correction again in 08 and 09. Both of these were asset value corrections. I think we have an asset value correction coming up again. This time, unlike the financial crisis, it won't be led by housing. It'll be led most likely by office, where you have all these big vacant buildings where there's a lot of bank debt outstanding against them. And there's going to be a liquidity crunch as a result of that bank debt not getting met and the losses that come out of it. New York, a couple of months ago, there was a property that actually sold for about 5% of the value that it was lent against.
Wow.
So like an enormous drop in value. And I think that that's something that's going to rear its ugly head. And there's a lot of oversold assets in our country, whether it's the stock market or it's warehouse or it's office or it's land. There's an awful lot of houses, residential houses are high. And when you get a correction, it'll impact liquidity. And that liquidity disappearance, when that liquidity gets tight, it's going to drive values of assets down. And I think we have a lot of assets that are overbuilt that are going to correct. And with any luck, I'll be wrong and it won't happen now, but then it'll happen later anyway.
All right. Well, you guys heard it here first on the MP Access Show live at FSE 2024. Thank you so much, CEO of Freedom Mortgage, Mr. Stanley C. Middleman, and your book ready right now on Amazon, Seeing Around Corners. Make sure that you go on and get it today. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Have a good one.
Take care.